You have it? Pass it around. Pass it around. I'll just show you quickly a Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. Because we did Lo Sachma this week, so I couldn't resist. The Ramban makes his first comments literally in Parshas Mishpatim connected to Lo Sachma. Take a look. Dr. Ramban, the Eilam Mishpon Shetasim Lifnei. How does this bridge with Parshas Yisro, the Aseres HaDibros, and what we had afterwards? Ratzah Lahakdim Lehamah Mishpatim. Why should that come first, now, all of this? Ki kasha haya b'Aseres HaDibros, Adibah HaRishon B'Idiyas Hashem, V'Hashini B'Savad Yizara. Chazah B'Tzibas Moshe, Kol Samar B'nei Yisrael, Atem Re'isam Kim Neshamayim, Dibarati Machem. That's the Parsha right after Aseres HaDibros. So it's reiterating and fleshing out and emphasizing the mitzvahs of Anochi and Lo Yelecha. Ki atem re'isem, you have seen k'min ha'shamayim dibarti k'neged dibar Anochi. That corresponds to Anochi. V'lo sasun iti, right after that, the passage says, do not create images. And that's k'neged Lo Yelecha. And that's fleshing out Avodah Zarah, last minute of Avodah Zarah. Now comes the Eilam Mishpatim, Keneged Lo Sachmot. So the whole Parshas Mishpatim is meant to correspond to the last of the Aseres HaDibros of Lo Sachmot, explains the Ramban. Kim Lo Yeda Ha'odah Mishpat HaBayis O Asodeh Ushar Mamon. Person doesn't know well the laws about houses and fields and other matters of Mamon. Yachshav Shu Shelo V'Yachmideyo V'Yikachel Atzmo. Person will mistakenly think it belongs to him and will desire it in his mistaken impression that it's his and will take it. To set up good laws, not to desire things that are not theirs. Just to talk a little bit about this, the interesting chiddush in this Ramban, you see, is that we're talking about a person who's chomed something in error, thinking it's theirs. Pasha Pshat in Lo Sachmot is something is by somebody else, you know it's theirs legitimately, and yet you covet it. And then you find a way, based on the halachas of Lo Sachmot, to take it for yourself. The Ramban is also going that you take it for yourself. But the Ramban is going about a case that a person does it because he thinks he's magialo. Not because magialo because I have the desire for it, but he really thinks it's his. In other words, it's a toast in his cheshbon, he thinks it's his. So is that really Lo Sachmot? The Rambam emphasizes in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Zeilah, we didn't emphasize this part of the Rambam when we read it earlier in the week. The Rambam seems to say that the yisod of the Issur Lo Sachmot is the chemda itself. That's why the Rambam says that it's considered a lav she'ein bo maisa, even though clearly there's a maisa involved with regard to taking it for yourself. You have to end up acquiring it, and even if he says rotzani, but you bought it and you pressured him to sell it. So why isn't that a maisa? And the Ravid asks that clearly that's a maisa. So the Ravid says the reason why there's no malchus is because it's nitin letashum and you have to pay for it. And the Magid Mishnah explains that the Rambam holds that no, it's not called a maisa. The fact that you're mishtadel, that's not the maisa. The acquisition is not the yisod of the iser. It's the hishtadlus, which doesn't necessarily have to be a maisa. The Stifler takes it a step further in Birchas Peretz. Stifler says that the yisod of the iser for the Rambam is the chemda, the bad midah of coveting. It's just that it has to come to a particular shiur that you actually act on that impulse to the extent that you pressure somebody to get it. Losis avetaka is a separate yisur in the chemda itself, even if it doesn't lead anywhere. That's a separate shmuz. Losis avet losachmot. But losachmot has to reach to a particular level that you force the person to give it to you or sell it to you. But the yisod of the yisur is really the chemda shevalev. L'chor, according to that, if a person makes a mistake of thinking somebody's object is his, so that's why he wants it, because he thinks it's his. It's hard to imagine that there'd be a violation of the midah meguna Lo Sachmot. He thinks it's his. He made an honest mistake. But the Ravid who holds that, no, the yisod of the iser is the actual taking it. It's the me'ein gezel. Then you can hear what the Ramban is saying. And the Ramban's lashon, in fact, is that yikachei la'atzmo. He's focusing on the fact that you take it for yourself. It's really an anaf of iser gezel. So therefore, to the extent that you're not aware of the halachis and you don't know whose it is, you think it's yours, and based on that, you go ahead and covet it and take it. So that's also a violation of Lo Sachmot. That could be maybe a raya from the Ramban to the sheet of the Ravid. Just a machshava, I thought, which may or may not be pshat in the Ramban, but maybe something that you could consider, another way to think about it. Maybe the Ramban's point is this: if you know mishpatim, you know in general whose money is who, then you won't have it something of somebody else and think that I have a right to take it because he owes me other money. Like the case I'm going to see on the Meshachem next year, Milva Yishana. In other words, you think that the person owes you something from the past, and because you don't know the halachas and dinim mamonis, so therefore you think I can take this because he owes me anyway that amount, and therefore I can take this. That's what Ramban could mean, that I want to have your thing because I don't know the halachas of whose money is who. So if I know mishpatim, I know that I really don't have any claim over the other person, but maybe I won't want to take this because I won't assume that it's mine because he doesn't really owe me after all. Maybe that's also near Mazin what the Ramban is saying. Shabbat Shalom.